The views expressed in this podcast are solely those of the individuals being interviewed and do not necessarily represent those of the Greater Winter Haven Chamber of Commerce. You're listening to It's Happening in the Haven. I'm your host, Brianna Price. Each episode, I get the privilege to speak to the amazing people taking Winter Haven and its surrounding Central Florida area to the next level. We're future-focused, celebrating our entrepreneurial history and leveraging it for our bright future ahead. This podcast is made possible through the generous support of our sponsors who believe in advancing commerce and community here in Winter Haven.
The Low Payment Kings at the Mahalik Auto Group are very proud and excited to be sponsoring another season of the Winter Haven Chamber Podcast. Hi, it's Ralph Mahalik Jr., the Low Payment King. I just want to remind everybody that the Low Payment Kings are four stores here in Polk County: Alfa Romeo Fiat of Winter Haven, Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram of Winter Haven, Lake Wales Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, and Posner Park Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Fiat. And we look forward to serving you and saving you more here in 2023. We have 1,700 vehicles in stock and incoming, so we can get you satisfied today or in the near future. We're very proud of our five-star team and all the clients that we've satisfied in 2022 and over the last 57 years with the Low Payment Kings Mahalik Auto Group. We look forward to satisfying you soon, too, in all departments. New and used vehicle sales, service, parts, maintenance, recalls, body shop, collision center, and a whole lot more. We're proud of all the community work we do with various charities and community events throughout Polk County. And the Low Payment Kings are very proud to be part of the fastest growing county in the state of Florida, that's Polk County. When you have time, please like us on all our social media pages and check out lowpaymentkings.com, where you can get pre-approved for your car, truck, van, or SUV, schedule a service appointment, look at our career opportunities at all of our stores, and even get pre-approved for your loan or lease. Again, visit lowpaymentkings.com, call us toll-free soon, and like us on all our social media. God bless you and your family, and I wish you everyone the best of luck in 2023.
On today's episode, we speak to Greg Littleton, Tiffany Gosder, and Robert Lofton with Citizens Bank and Trust. This dynamic team shares all about how Citizens continues to be a collaborative pillar in Winter Haven and how they've created a culture of giving back on their team. Welcome to the podcast, everyone.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
Morning. Greg. Thank you for having us.
Absolutely. I am very excited. Anytime I see Citizens Bank people, it's always a great day. You guys always are a bright spot in our day here at the Chamber. So we appreciate you taking the time. We're excited to be starting a new season all about community collaboration. And I don't think you can have a season about community collaboration without having Citizens Bank and Trust on the podcast. So you guys have done a great job with that. And we'll kind of get into the meat of that in a second. But before we get started, I thought it would be great to kind of go around and hear a little bit about you guys, who you are, what you do at the bank, and things like that. So, Greg, if you want to get us started, that would be awesome.
Sure. So I'm Greg Littleton, and I'm the president at Citizens Bank and Trust, and this is my 25th year there.
No kidding. Wow. Well, congratulations. That's awesome. Are you having a party or something?
Nope.
Or
no party.
No party?
No party.
Maybe it's a party every day.
Well, maybe that's true. Yeah, you've been partying for a long time at Citizens. That's awesome. Congrats, Greg.
What about you? He hosted the party at his home last night for all the officers of the bank, which was delightful.
Nice. That's great. Well, congrats, Greg. That is awesome. You've done a fantastic job from what I can see.
Thank you.
So that's awesome. Tiffany, how about you?
Well, my name's Tiffany Gosder. I've been at Citizens Bank and Trust for going on 10 years now. And born and raised here in Polk County. I've been in Winter Haven for about 27 years now.
Oh, wow.
So,
okay.
Longtime banker, and I am a private banker over at Citizens Bank and Trust. So,
and Robert, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Well, my name is Robert Lofton. I've been a banker in the Polk County market for 34 years.
Wow.
It's hard to believe, but I've been with Citizens Bank and Trust about 7.5 years. I head up the commercial lending department, and we've been doing a lot of construction lending in the marketplace the last several years.
I see that. And you guys, I mean, obviously you guys have been at the bank for a long time. And then the bank has been around. I think you guys are over 100 years, right?
102 years old.
I mean, come on. That's nuts. So you guys are pros. You know what you're doing. And we're obviously happy to have you. And this is a shameless plug. All three of these individuals have been super involved at the Winter Haven Chamber of Commerce, which we have benefited from. So we thank you for all you guys do for the chamber and all you do for Winter Haven. So we will actually get into that, the fact that you guys are super involved in Winter Haven. Most events that you go to in Winter Haven, you'll usually see a Citizens Bank logo accompanied on a lot of these community events. So I thought we could kind of talk about that. Now, I have a list of some that I know of, and I know that there are probably way more that you guys do that are not on this list. But you guys collaborate on many community events like Community Fest, which, shameless plug, that's March 4th of next year, so put it on your calendar, or of 2023, which when this podcast airs, it will be 2023. So that's a great one. And then Polk Emerging Leaders, which happens in August every year, and I believe we're going on our 12th year, which is actually insane. Carols in the Park, and then this isn't an annual one, but I thought it was cool that you guys were involved in the International Food and Drink Festival, because as you know, the water ski show tournament was kind of a huge deal to have here in Winter Haven. So for you guys to be a part of an event that brought thousands of people to downtown Winter Haven to support, you know, local business and things was huge. And again, that's not the entire list. You guys are obviously involved with a lot of community events. So I wanted to ask you, you know, why has Citizens chosen to pursue collaboration on such a high level of being involved in so many events and things like that?
I think there's a lot of reasons for that. First of all, it's the right thing for us to do. We're a local business, just like the local business that we try to support. So the community has been really good to us,
mm-hmm.
and we believe in giving back to the community. And there's also the commercial side to it, too. It's good for our logo
right.
to be up.
Yeah.
It's good for our name to be associated with these good, high-quality events. But most of all, it's really just about doing the right thing.
Right. And you guys, I mean, these annual events are awesome because most of them are, you know, family-oriented. They're an opportunity for families to get together. And then, you know, with something like Polk Emerging Leaders, it's inspiring the next generation to make a difference in their communities as well. And I think a lot of what Citizens does is inspire people to, you know, not just be a silo, but to get out there and to make a difference where you live. So you guys are definitely doing a great job of that. Were there any other events that I didn't mention that you guys wanted to highlight that you've been?
I'll give you an example of
sure.
one brief. And this is the bank supporting its officers, its
mm-hmm.
managers. That I'm on the board of Boys and Girls Club of Polk County. We're a title sponsor for Smoke on the Water, which
oh,
is
right.
the largest annual event or fundraiser that Boys and Girls Club has.
Mm-hmm.
And it's wonderful that your employer supports the organizations that you're involved in and you're a part of. And it's truly a reciprocal arrangement that we do business with Boys and Girls
right.
Club. And I'm on that board and I'm passionate about that organization. And it's nice to have the company supporting something that I feel strongly about.
Yeah, and I think that's kind of one of the questions that I had on here as well, because obviously I have seen how Citizens, you know, really encourages its employees to get involved, and it doesn't even have to be just you trying to make a connection for the bank. It's just like you said, you're involved in the Boys and Girls Club because you have a passion for that. And then obviously there are other benefits that come with that as well. But is there a reason why you guys really emphasize that importance? And how do you do that to kind of encourage your employees to volunteer and get involved in the community?
I'll tell you, that's something that I'm really proud of. And we've done this a couple of times over the last several years. And that is we take a survey of all of our employees. And we ask them what they're involved with, because there's a lot of things that folks are involved with that we don't even know about.
Right.
It's that spirit of volunteerism and giving back that goes through the core, whether we're involved in it or not, whether it's for anything that's related to the bank or not. And a lot of things are not. It's just who they are and what they do. So out of approximately 200 employees, consistently we log over 10,000 volunteer hours every year, which
no
is
kidding.
Something I'm really, really proud of. And I think that's just really what shows what we're all about and really what our core values are. And one of them is to always try to do the right thing. And I think in doing the right thing, it's helping others. I think in helping others, that's volunteering
right.
and doing whatever you can, whether it's with a little league team or teaching Sunday school or mm-hmm. working at Community Fest or
right.
whatever it might be, that people feel like that it's just the thing to do. And it is something that we're really proud of. We do encourage it. And as Robert said, we really try to support things that our folks are involved with. And, you know, I know Tiffany has been involved with some things very heavily, and we try to support those things. But, you know, she doesn't do that because it's part of her job. She does that because
right.
it's part of who she is.
Right. 10,000 hours.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yes, it is. When you think about, you know, the level of you know, employees that we have all over the board, they're mm-hmm. all out there volunteering. So I think that's wonderful. I will say that, and as Greg just mentioned, I am on the board of the Public Education Partnership
right,
for Winter
right.
Haven, and we just did in November our annual lip sync battle. And so Citizens Bank and Trust has been a huge supporter of that as well. In fact, we've had a couple of our employees come through as winners of that
that's
wonderful
awesome.
Thing. So I can also, you know, I also want to add that it just feels good. It feels good to work for an organization that really supports your belief and want to help in your community. So, you know, you don't see that very often, and it just feels good.
We'll be right back after a word from our sponsors.
Hello, I'm Greg Littleton, President and CEO of Citizens Bank and Trust. We are proud to be a sponsor for Season 6 of It's Happening in the Haven. January is a great time for new beginnings, and for some, this might mean buying a home. So for a limited time, we are offering a fixed-rate promotion for your mortgage needs. Whether you are looking to buy or build your dream home or renovate by accessing the equity in your existing home, let us be your first step in the mortgage loan process. Our residential lenders will work with you to find just the right mortgage with local decision-making and personalized service throughout the loan process. To learn more, I invite you to stop by any of our conveniently located offices or visit us at citizens-bank.com. At Citizens Bank and Trust, we're proud to be your bank.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Promotional offer may end without notice. Loans subject to credit and underwriting approval. Appraisal, insurance, and other requirements or restrictions may apply. See lender for details. NMLS ID 528015.
Yeah, I would say, I mean, there's one thing when you want to volunteer just as a person in your community, but when you have the business that you work for, their backing and their support, I think that makes you kind of want to do it a little bit more.
Well,
you know?
Yeah, and on a personal level, I mean, it encourages your family to want to
yeah.
get involved, and then you hope that that will, you know, move forward as life goes on, and you will always have that spirit of volunteerism in your personal life
right.
as well as your professional.
Yeah, you're getting that opportunity to teach your children, you know, about volunteerism and giving back and all of those things, which is a huge legacy to be able to leave them as well, because hopefully when they get to be old enough, they'll do the same things that you guys did, which would be, you know, giving back to the community. And obviously one of my biggest frames of reference is Community Fest. And seeing you guys come out every year with, I mean, I don't know, 25 plus citizens, volunteers, not only is it heartwarming to see them taking their time on a Saturday to be out at the park at 6:30 a.m. or whatever it is, it's just really incredible to see people who are that generous with their time to be out there just wanting to be helpful and being involved in their community, knowing it's a family-friendly event. And some of them stay most of the day, you know, just to help. And that makes a huge difference for us as the chamber team, because you guys know we're small but mighty, but not that mighty, because there's a lot to do in downtown on an event like that.
And can I just say how they get people there? They'll send an email and they'll say, we have shifts available mm-hmm. for this. By the time I see that email, all the shifts have already been taken.
That's actually really funny. That's a good thing.
Which is only a couple hours.
Right. So, I know.
It just shows you the willingness of our team members that really want to get out there and
the volunteer. Quickness. Yeah. How long are you waiting to reply to those emails, Tiffany?
I'm not waiting that long. I promise.
So they're really excited to get involved, which is a good thing. So hopefully that means that, you know, we're also doing a pretty good job, that you guys are willing to keep coming back to help us out. But obviously that's something we really appreciate. And hopefully when people see those citizens volunteer shirts, they are also, you know, sharing their gratitude, because we obviously appreciate, you know, you can't, those events do not come easily, and you have to have community support for them to be successful. So obviously we appreciate the volunteering, but we also appreciate your guys' sponsorship, because that event would really be impossible without sponsors like you guys. So we appreciate that. And I wanted to ask, so, and I think Greg kind of alluded to it, is that something that has been a part of Citizens since its inception? You know, has volunteerism always been something that you guys have emphasized to your team?
When I came to the bank in 1997, we were just in Frostproof, and it really was already part of the culture there. Mm-hmm. More about supporting the community and giving back to the community and being sure that if there was a need in the community, the bank tried to fill it. Mm-hmm. And I think that really kind of grew into the individual volunteerism that we see today. There wasn't a collaborated effort as much then, but there was a really, really strong support mm-hmm. for the community. You know, I think that the bank is part of an anchor in Frostproof and mm-hmm. had been that way for a long, long time. And I think that they did a really good job of trying to support and be there if they saw a need to try to fill it.
Right. Well, and you guys being a community bank, I feel like that's kind of a part of you would think as a community bank that right. that's kind of at the forefront of what you guys want to do. Which is be involved in the community that you're in and in the communities that you are in. You know, it's not just Winter Haven. But obviously we have been beneficiaries of that here in Winter Haven, which this is a Winter Haven podcast, so we're talking about Winter Haven. But and I wanted to ask you guys individually, kind of what's your favorite thing about collaborating with local businesses or organizations?
Oh, for me, it's about the relationship. That's how I really get to know these business owners. There's nothing I like to do more than go out to a business and have them take me on a tour of their facility and what they're doing, whether they're in a service industry or a manufacturing industry. But it's all about the relationship, and it's a two-way street. The more we learn about their business, the more we know how to help and how we can assist as a bank.
Right, right. Tiffany, Greg, what do you guys think?
As it relates back to you getting involved in your community, I will tell you that is how I create my business relationships. And so, you know, I don't think I would have the contacts that I have now if I were not involved.
Right.
And so it does help my business in that aspect, helps me get to know people before there's even an opportunity.
Right.
And so they know I'm there, and that's really what it's about is creating that relationship, just as Robert said. And I agree, going out and seeing what they're involved in, it gets you excited, it gets them excited. Yeah. And again, it's the relationship that you're building. So.
Right. Yeah. Well, you know, relationships are a huge part of what we do here at the Chamber as well. But, you know, I think there's something to be said when you give up your time and you try to connect with people, how much of a difference that really makes, not only in your community, but like you said, in the close-knit relationships that you have with people. And I know a lot of Citizens people who definitely represent that well. Bonnie Parker comes to mind, which I know you guys aren't surprised that that's the person who comes to mind.
No.
But she's also fresh on my brain because she just did leadership Winter Haven. So she's obviously involved in that and many other things. But she's one of those people who I'm like, I mean, she's got to know everybody by now. But, you know, it doesn't come without time that you take, you know, that it takes time to be able to, you know, make those relationships and get involved and things like that. So it's always great to see all of the Citizens people out in Winter Haven supporting local businesses and getting involved in local events and things like that. But is there anything that we didn't cover that you guys want to share with listeners, whether that's about collaboration or maybe events or anything like that? Anything we didn't talk about?
Yeah. you know, Winter Haven, you know, people ask what's the special sauce of Winter Haven, because there's just so much cool stuff going on.
I know.
Whether it's buildings or new businesses or nonprofits, there's just some special things going on here. But I think when I see business owners, especially new startup businesses, and we encourage them to get involved in the chamber, and the chamber really supports these small businesses. I mean, it is something that just feeds off of itself. And someone that starts that new business and has success because they've gotten involved in the community, there are other friends and family that want to do the same thing. It's a wonderful tradition that we have going on in Winter Haven, and there's really just that sense that everybody's pulling in the same direction here, trying to help each other be successful in this marketplace, and it's working.
I would definitely agree. You know, I'm happy that we finally have gotten to this kind of theme in the podcast, because I feel like almost every time I sit down with somebody on the podcast, there's like this golden thread of collaboration and people working together and how warm and inviting Winter Haven is. And so I kind of felt like a broken record every podcast, because I was like, oh, community collaboration, you know, and you can say that until you're blue in the face, but it's nice to see people, you know, it's a real thing, you know. As annoying as I can get saying community collaboration, it's a real thing, you know. And the thing is, it's really nice to be able to highlight people like Citizens Bank and Trust, who you guys aren't ones to, I guess, toot your own horn, I guess you would say, that you guys are willing to take your time to get out there and encourage your employees and kind of have this, you know, heart for people. And the success of Winter Haven. And so we obviously appreciate that here in the at the Chamber. You guys have obviously made a huge impact on us here at the Chamber personally, and then we see that impact out in Winter Haven as well. So we appreciate all that you guys do, and we appreciate all that you've done for the Chamber, especially all three of you personally. You've given a lot of time to the Chamber, and we obviously appreciate that. So is there anything else you guys want to share? All hearts are clear.
I think so.
I think so. Well, thank you guys so much for being on the podcast.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot.
We'd like to welcome and thank Advent Health for sponsoring Season 6 of our podcast.
Hi, my name is Dr. Olamide Oshikoya, and I'm here to tell you about the partnership between Advent Health and Rothman Orthopedics that is revolutionizing how care is delivered to patients in Central Florida. As a shoulder and elbow orthopedic surgeon for Rothman Orthopedics, I offer specialized, tailored care to treat conditions such as arthritis, tendon disorders, bone loss, fractures, and instability. My team and I at Rothman Orthopedics have partnered with Advent Health to provide innovative, expert care for joint treatment and sports medicine intervention. Our offered care is tailored to meet each patient's health goals. Next day appointments are available. Please call 844-407-4070 or visit us at transformingortho.com.
We'd like to thank today's podcast guests, Greg Littleton, Tiffany Gosder, and Robert Lofton with Citizens Bank and Trust. Be sure to tune in every week to It's Happening in the Haven, available on all your favorite podcasting platforms. To learn more about Winter Haven and the Chamber, visit winterhavenchamber.com or follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. We hope you've learned a little bit about our community today and even more about the people who are shaping its future. After all, no true community exists without the people who form it. Winter Haven. Some call it a haven, we call it home.